were simply wrong. In fact, the working title for this book was The Indispensable State. Interestingly, I did not get much pushback from Asians, Africans, and others in the developing world. It was the growing support I received from many in Asia that convinced me of the need to write this book. This book is an attempt to contribute to a new narrative of sustainable development. This narrative must come from parts of the world that are confronted with the real sustainability challenge at a scale and level of impact the West has never experienced and never will. Yet leadership on this issue has only been provided by the West. This book will attempt to broaden the discussion in the hope that leaders in the developing world will rethink their approaches and expectations regarding development, growth, and sustainability. It will ask more fundamental questions about the reach of our rights and freedoms in the face of an existential threat. It is also my hope that Western economic development and academic institutions, as well as thought leaders, will consider these arguments and pause before they provide advice to the developing world on the challenges of sustainability. The book hopes to get the world's non-Western elites, who are comfortable with Western ideas, to think again regarding the future of their countries.